USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A marathon debate on Capitol Hill as members of the House Judiciary Committee make statements for hours and hours on end. Strong debate along party lines ahead of the impeachment vote. House Minority Leader California Congressman Kevin McCarthy looking ahead to the impact all of this will have on the 2020 campaign.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating.
And we hear from Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them, you want people to think they're there, you want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words, and you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Detectives in Jersey City, New Jersey, and the feds still investigating the murders of three people inside a kosher supermarket at the hands of two anti-Semites who also shoot and kill a police officer, a married father of five. Police shoot and kill them. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House at an event marking the upcoming Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, signing an executive order to fight anti-Semitism. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
With that signing of the executive order, Mr. Trump had a message to universities that if they want to accept the tremendous federal dollars they receive every year, they must reject anti-Semitism. He also made a pledge to celebrate the Jewish people.
Across our country, Jewish Americans strengthen, sustain, and inspire our nation. As president, I will always celebrate and honor the Jewish people, and I will always stand with our treasured friend and ally, the State of Israel. That I can tell you.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Another state canceling its Republican primary and instead is committing all of its delegates to President Trump as he looks to win re-election in 2020. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Hawaii is the latest state to cancel its Republican primary and commit all of its delegates to President Trump for his re-election. The state follows Kansas, Alaska, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada in canceling their nominating contest. In Minnesota and Georgia, state Republican Party leaders say Trump will just be the only candidate on the ticket.
A summit on paid family leave led by President Trump's daughter, Ivanka. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The White House is hosting a summit on child care and family leave as part of the administration's push to help forward legislation to improve access to assistance for working parents. President Donald Trump's daughter and senior advisor, Ivanka Trump, speaks to the crowd.
We've created over 7 million new jobs. Unemployment has reached historic lows, and nearly 650,000 children being raised by single moms have been lifted out of poverty. It's really incredible. Through our pledge to America's workers, over 350 employers have committed to delivering over 14 million career and training opportunities. This is 14 million lives impacted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.